It's unnatural for a Christian to live without passion. And it's unnatural for a Christian not to be passionate about God and about the things of God. In Isaiah, it says that deep darkness will cover the people, the deep darkness. But God's answer is the glory of the Lord will arise on his people and people will come to his light. Even in the midst of the plague that's happening, what God is doing is he is raising up what we call revivalists. And he is raising up revivalists who have the glory of the Lord on them, and he is sending them into the plague. He always has an answer. God is not intimidated by what is going on. He knows I'm raising up an entire remnant of revivalists, an entire generation, entire people of revivalists, and I'm going to send them into the very heart of this plague. But if you're going to be a revivalist that gets released into the plague to stop it, and this is what has happened, is that young people are stepping onto their campus and they're standing between the dead and the living, and the plague is stopping and God is showing up. We were created to be passionate. People are drawn to passion. It's why men go see movies like Braveheart, because there's something inside of us that is drawn to passion, and there's something inside of us that knows I was called and made and created to live passionate. And many people who don't live passionately live through something else. But they live through movies, or they live through this. You were created and made to live passionately, and we are drawn to passion. There's something inside of us. You were created to burn with passion. God is sending revivalists into the very heart of the plague who are burning passionately in love with Jesus. Your city doesn't need you to be better organized. It doesn't need you to get more things together. It needs you to burn. Your campus and your workplace, you know what it needs? It needs you to be absolutely consumed on fire in love with Jesus. Anytime my passion for God dwindles, I know it's because I've drifted from the revelation that God loves me. I've got to get back to that place where I encounter again the reality that God is crazy about me. This right here will change your life if you get this. Listen to this. John 15 verse 9 says this: as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Listen. Jesus says, listen, the same exact way that God the Father loves God the Son, same exact way that God loves me, that's how much I love you. No, abide in that love. God is not telling you to abide in your love for him. He's telling you to abide in his love for you. So I abide in his love for me. But in order to abide in his love for me, you have to know that God is in pursuit of you. The reality is, we're not knocking on God's door. He's knocking on our door. You didn't find Jesus. He found you. And you want to know what that means? He's in pursuit of you. And that thing didn't stop. It's not like he pursued you, got you saved, and then thought, well, my work's done. God didn't get you saved and then say, I'm not really into pursuing you too much anymore. Jesus will find you, but here's your responsibility: to make sure that when he knocks, it is louder than any other knock in your life. See, the problem is there's a whole bunch of knocking in your life. There's a lot of distractions, there's a lot of knocking, there's a lot of noise, and you have to get to a place where when you hear Jesus knock, it's louder than any other knock. You have the ability, when Jesus knocks, to say, I have many options. There are many things knocking in my life. I could do many things, but Jesus, I choose you in the midst of all of those options. You're the one that I want, and you're the one I'll respond to. It's the only way. I step in the ring with God, and I encounter He's crazy in love with me. All that stuff just doesn't even matter anymore. I think, God, I'm so in love with you. I'll give everything for you.